Welcome to Come and See, your podcast for finding truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. With host and founder, Richard Case, and co-host and retreat leader, Kathy Riccone. Join us every weekday at this time to discuss news, spend time in the Word, and receive answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. And now your host, Richard Case.
Well, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
Here we are. This will be airing the week between Christmas and New Year's. This is now Monday, the 29th of December. It's hopefully a big week for everybody to, you know, kind of not have to go to work and enjoy the time with family and take trips and stuff. And our family is going to Mexico for the first time in between.
Yeah, the whole gang too, right? Josh and Aiden are going to be down there. That's going to be a lot of fun.
And they're going to have Aiden's girlfriend's family is coming.
Oh, wow.
And then Joshua's girlfriend is coming.
So this is really a big trip for everybody.
So this is a big trip. So this is, we'll be evaluating. Give a thumbs up or not, you know? No, they are dating really beautiful kids.
That's great.
Great hearts. I love the Lord. And just fun. It's fun to see them go. You know, we've had, we spent a week ago, we went to University of Wisconsin.
Oh, how was that trip? You did a football game too, right?
We did, yeah.
And nice.
It was the first time in, 10 years that they beat a top 25 team.
Wow. What a fun game to be at.
And it snowed during the game. It was really interesting. You know, so now that they won, you know, Aiden said to Linda, "Well, you got to come back to every game now because you're the reason that
she was the good luck charm, huh?"
I said, "I don't think so."
But we had
a good time. We had a good time with them and got to, you know, just to be around, hang around, and have a good time. It was fun. And he, Aiden is so blessed that, you know, his heart is, he's such a good drummer and loves drumming, particularly worship. And he wound up with a church, a big church there, that he's now drumming regularly for them. And they travel around. They have a once a month big worship service at the university.
Nice.
In a stadium that kids just come. And he's drumming for that.
Good for him.
So he's having fun. And then he entered there was a food company in Wisconsin that sponsored a contest for business students to present food ideas.
Right.
And, you know, here's an idea and here's how you'd make it. And this is how it would work. And, you know, why, what, get market information. So 30 groups entered this contest and Aiden's group won.
Of course they did. Why doesn't that surprise me? Yeah.
And out of that, their idea was such a good idea that the food company is now working with them to say, you know, we'd like to fund you starting a little company to get this going.
That's fantastic.
So
now, does he have good players around him for this?
He does. Yeah.
That's great.
So it'll be interesting to see how that develops. But, you know, he transferred, of course, you know, to be with his girlfriend and getting more serious. And God's just given him great favor there with, you know, being able to, you know, present and worship and speak up for Christ. You know, he has no hesitation to do that.
Right.
You know, so
he's having a really
great time there. And I know your kids are making some changes.
All kinds of stuff is going on. In fact, Caleb and Olivia were just out. We're taping this. When are we taping this? Like November 20th or something.
Yeah.
But they were just out in Oregon apartment hunting. And she has determined, I haven't heard all the details, but she is going to go on staff at FCA in Oregon. So that's exciting. She's going to keep that up. They found a great apartment. Cost of living in Oregon is much less than it is. So they found a great apartment. I think the size of their, you know, the footprint of their place is going to about double, which, you know, doesn't take a whole lot because what they had here was a postage stamp. But super exciting. I think they really enjoyed their time out there, went to a University of Oregon game and had a great time and have already met some people, visited a church and, you know, looking at it all. And I think they're seeing some sweetness to the adventure that God has put before them. So that's the biggest change on our horizon right now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. Yeah. Oregon's they got it. They got a really good football team.
Yeah, they do. And they, you know, Caleb and Olivia are all about the sports. So they've already gotten season tickets for next year for four of them, so that anybody who's coming can come visit, can just join in on a game, and we'll have a great time with it.
They're playing, I think this weekend I heard that they're playing my alma mater, University of Southern Cal, USC.
Oh, wow.
And it's a big game for both of them.
Yeah.
When I got my MBA there, this is when Lynn and I were first married. We got married during our undergraduate, then I went to grad mm-hmm. school. They won the national championship. That was the years of O.J. Simpson.
Oh, wow.
So we would go to the games and, you know, why? And they were undefeated. They were, you know, spectacular. And even back then, they were known for a lot of the people's testimony about Jesus. So it was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And we actually, at that point, we hadn't actually hadn't made that commitment yet together, because we did that after we got a job. But it was interesting. I did recognize that. I was like, huh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
They were known for that. So it was kind of fun.
That's so cool. I tell you, one of the fun things about Caleb and Liv going out there, you know, you guys know you do this with your kids and stuff too, but we've all been praying about this for a long time, that God would be preparing the place and he would make it clear and all of that. One of the sweet promises that he spoke over their time ahead there is actually that he was bringing them in ahead of a revival that's going to happen at University of Oregon and putting them in place to be ready to disciple those who come to Christ. And Great. So we're excited and anticipating what he's going to do on that campus. You know, again, we've seen revival all over the place in college campuses, and really feel like they have been strategically placed to disciple those who are coming to Christ soon. So that's exciting.
Yeah, we should, you know, as we're, actually, we're, you know, God's given us opportunity to reach that generation. So we should talk to them about in discipling, is teaching people how to abide. So that'd be good.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we've been talking about forgiveness and reconciliation. We've gone through the whole discussion of forgiveness is based upon what Christ did for us. We deserved wrath because the requirement was perfection. None of us could make it. Holiness has to resolve itself. And so he resolved it by himself going to the cross, taking on the penalty that we deserved to allow us the opportunity for reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
And without that forgiveness, see, the reconciliation couldn't have happened because there would be no mechanism for that.
Right.
So that's why it's a two-step process of forgiveness. So he said, I forgave everybody at the cross. Now I'm not reconciled with everybody, because that takes two parties to process the truth. And the truth is that he died for us and was resurrected. And we must believe that in order to transfer from being separated from him to having eternity with him and then having a life with him. And he doesn't alter that truth. So as it applies to us, do people hurt us? Yeah.
Yes.
You know, do they do things that are not right? Yes. So when is that going to happen? All the time.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Well, they're self-centered people, and the hurt is going to be continual. And I think this is why it's such a critical issue that God says, because you're going to be faced with this your entire life, and you never really can be in a place where that doesn't happen.
Right.
Then he says, I need to help you understand you can have freedom by going to forgiveness toward them, not them required to do something. Mm-hmm. To get forgiveness. It's just you have forgiveness, because forgiveness isn't interesting enough, has anything to do with them per se.
Right.
It's your heart. And why? Well, because I've forgiven them already.
Mm-hmm.
So he keeps saying, join me in what I've done. Join me in what I've done. And they deserve wrath, but they are forgiven. I need you to forgive them. And see, the clue there is that, could I be in the same room with them? Could I have the thought of them? Could I be talking to them? Despite what they've done to me, could I talk to them with honor and respect?
Mm-hmm.
Now, it doesn't mean I accept what they did.
Right.
Or that I overlook what you did. No, the reconciliation piece is critical for coming back together to resolve the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So that God says, actually, I don't want you to just overlook it. I don't want you to stuff it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go all the way through this reconciliation process, including when they aren't willing to reconcile, you can actually still be in freedom with that, because you'll know what to do. I'll resolve that relationship for you. Mm-hmm. So we're talking here about always first. I just had a conversation a couple weeks ago, this last couple of weeks, with a few people that have had some really serious, awful things happen around them. And I said, you know, how's it going? Mm. And they know forgiveness. And they just said, it's really difficult right now. He said, I'm so angry at what they've caused to happen to us. It just is, it's so absurd. It just makes me angry. And I said, okay, mm-hmm. I get it. I get it. I understand. But before you go anywhere, you got to work through forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
On the same basis you've been forgiven, and just stay with God. He'll give you the forgiveness. And then when you're free of that, which means, okay, now I could talk to them with honor and respect, and my energy doesn't rise up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, by the way, this is interesting, because are they still angry? See, the answer is yes. And God says, actually, I need you to be angry.
Hmm.
But what I don't want is anger to take over and you no longer can treat somebody with honor and respect because your anger is dominating your emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not asking you to eliminate anger. I'm asking you to let me give you forgiveness for them so that as you process that anger through to a resolution, which, by the way, that's why it says in Ephesians, be angry and what? Sin
and
not.
Don't sin. Yeah.
So anger isn't sin, but what you do with it, if it dominates you, mm-hmm. is sin.
Right.
Why? Well, because God said, that's not my nature.
Mm-hmm.
I can give you freedom in the middle of it. So forgiveness is critical. And then we're talking here about reconciliation as we process, okay, how do we approach, you know, reconciliation and how do we deal with this? So we've talked about, you know, being able to, you know, converse and have honor and respect. An element we want to talk about today is this aspect of staying in your peace while you're walking through God's instructions for reconciliation. There's an interesting verse about this, verses in Job, actually, and verse chapter 22, verses 21 to 30.
Sure. It says, now acquaint yourself with him and be at peace. Thereby good will come to you. Receive, please, instruction from his mouth and lay up his words in your heart. If you return to the Almighty, you will be built up. You will remove iniquity far from your tents. Then you will lay your gold in the dust and the gold of Ophir among the stones of the brooks. Yes, the Almighty will be your gold and your precious silver. For then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God. You will make your prayer to him. He will hear you and you will pay your vows. You will also declare a thing and it will be established for you. So light will shine on your ways. When they cast you down and you say, exaltation will come, then he will save the humble person. He will even deliver one who is not innocent. Yet he will be delivered by the purity of your hands.
Yeah. So, you know, it's interesting here that, and remember, this is Job who's having some pretty big conflict with his friends.
Mm-hmm.
Because remember, he's had extreme adversity and his friends keep telling him, well, it's your fault.
Right.
And if, you know, and he was arguing that point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're back and forth. And then he comes to this interesting truth. And this is in the middle of all this. And this is, you know, the Lord revealing something to him is that, you know, come into agreement with God and be at peace and thereby good will come to you. So if we look at that just on the surface, come into agreement with who?
With God.
With God. Okay. So if I'm going to come into agreement with God, what do I need to know?
Mm.
What does God say, right?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I need to speak to you. And he said, your priority, and this is what he's trying to shift the whole thing for us, is I know you're trying to resolve this issue with this person, and they've hurt you. But before you work this through, the key is come into agreement with me,
mm-hmm.
God speaking, by me speaking and you saying yes. And by the way, we'll see this down later. It says about humility. See, humility is I have a willingness to come to agreement with God. It's kind of interesting.
Right.
And so I have a heart to do that. He says, then I will receive peace and good will come. Okay, now think about that. Just simple. You've got a conflict with somebody. It's real. They've hurt you and you're legitimately upset about it.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't say stuff it. He said, good will come out of it. Okay, now from your perspective, what would you like to have happen for the good?
Resolution for justice to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and you said the right word. Interesting enough, you didn't say reconciliation. You said resolution, because I just want this resolved so that it no longer occupies my dynamic of life. And this hurt, injustice, is now resolved because I've taken it all the way through to the end. He said, if you stay with me, you'll have peace. Stay in peace, stay in shalom, and I'll bring good to you. I'll resolve it for you. And he said, the key, as he's trying to unpack this, is he says, well, receive instructions, which I'll give you, and lay up my words where?
In your heart.
So I have to process. So as he said, well, you're not done with forgiveness yet. So let me take you through the truth of that. Now I'm going to show you how to process reconciliation. And I'll speak words to you and lay it up in your heart that come to me and it all start to get resolved. Delight yourself in the Almighty. Okay, now what delights him? It's agree with God.
Yeah.
And see, it's not a tacit agreement. Okay, fine. It's not that at all. It's working it through. Are you truly understanding that, yes, I see that, I understand that, and I'm there? He said, delight yourself with God. You can pray to him, and your prayers are authentic. I still struggle with, or how come, or they did this, or I don't see where justice is going to be served. He said, keep doing it. I'm going to hear you. You keep saying you're going to follow me. That when you say pay your vows, it's I'll stay with you.
Okay.
And then you'll get the decision decided and it will be established for you and light will shine on the way. Okay. Now, what do you need? The way.
Right.
To what? Resolution. Who knows the way to resolution?
God does.
I think he does. He said, so get in the habit of seeking my way. And by the way, it's unique to every situation. That's why we can't say, well, here's the three things you go do to determine your way is, I don't know your way. I don't know how you work through the reconciliation. I don't know how you set up a boundary. I don't know when God says, dust off your feet and let it go. And see, that's not ours to know, but I can walk with you. What? Let's go seek God's way. Why? It's going to resolve it.
Yeah.
And this is, see, it goes back to verse 21. The good's going to come. For whose benefit? Mine.
I love, even in verse 26, it says, for then you will have your delight in the Almighty and lift up your face to God.
Yeah.
And I think that's an important instruction in that as well, because that's where are your eyes? You know, are your eyes on God and his, what he has to say and his resolution and where he wants to lead you? Or are your eyes on the problem itself? And when we get distracted by what's around, rather than fixing our eyes on him, that's when we get into trouble. And so there's some real beautiful instruction just in that, delight in him, fix your eyes on him, lift up your eyes. That's where your gaze is supposed to be. And this is then, it's your communication with him. You're praying with him. He is establishing your way, and he's literally going to light the path before you as how you walk into this resolution. But if your eyes are anywhere else, you will miss it.
Yep. And he says that you'll know the path, which will be resolution for you. Now, because you're dealing with another party, and at the moment, see, they haven't gone to a process of saying, I'm willing to agree with God, because they're still resisting you, or they're still hurting you, or they don't care, or they're defending themselves. And God says, well, what you will do is that a truth is true. And that is this: if you have a heart to come to agreement with me, you'll get completely resolved for your benefit. Okay. So if that happens for me, what would be my heart toward the other party that would happen to them? What does it require?
Right.
Humility. A willingness to agree with God. And that's what we're trying to get to in reconciliation is, do you have a heart to go? Let's walk together. I'm not going to sugarcoat the truth, but we're going to process the truth so that we can come back to a full reconciliation, or they stay prideful. And he said, now, if you're humble and you could treat somebody with honor and respect, the probability increases that they could actually become more humble than they are. If you go back at him hard, actually you're pushing him the other direction.
Yeah.
So he's saying that it's all about the heart. You stay in that softness. You stay. I'm going to resolve it for you. And we're going to talk more about this. So it doesn't mean, by the way, it'll be reconciled.
Right.
Because why? It takes two parties. And that takes free will. And we can't dictate that. Even God doesn't do that. He doesn't force them to. I mean, if he could, and think about it, he says, it's not my will that any perish and not be reconciled with me.
Right.
I've forgiven everybody, and it's not my will that any would perish and not be reconciled with me. But does he then force everybody to reconcile?
No.
Because what? You got to process. You only can come to me if you believe what I've done. If you don't, I can't change that.
So, right.
So resolution does not mean necessarily reconciliation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we're in the process of reconciliation, which would be ideal. Can we talk to somebody through it and share our thoughts about this? But he said the key for us is to stay in that peace. So Heavenly Father, we just lift this up, this beautiful little passage out of Job that just tells us that our posture, as Kathy said, is to really just lift our face to you, look to you, hear from you. The good will come. Help us stay in peace while we're going through this process. Mm-hmm. May we stay humble with a heart to come to agreement with you, which means you have to speak and we have to receive it and we have to say yes to it. And so we just pray that you give us that wisdom, you give us that understanding, and recognize that it is a process, and you will guide us to the very good. And we thank you in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much for this conversation. Thank you for joining us, listeners. If you have questions from today's broadcast, send them in to us at questions@abideministries.com, and we look forward to seeing you next time.
Yep, we'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for today's episode of Come and See, your podcast for truth in a world of chaos. Brought to you by Living Waters Abide Ministries. Send us your questions and comments, and tune in tomorrow for more answers to your personal questions about living life in God's truth. Remember, God's will is best and none better. His truth brings peace in this world of chaos.